Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did you become the marijuana editor for the Denver Post?
Sure. I was approached by my colleagues when I got back from a vacation about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And they said that they wanted to focus on this, and it was clearly one of the biggest stories of the next year. They wanted to start a website dedicated to the culture of cannabis, and they wanted to appoint a marijuana editor of the Denver Post for the very first time.
So what does your job as marijuana editor entail?
So basically, they wanted me to start a website, and that website just launched, and it's called The Cannabist. And we're really proud of it, and it's basically our culture portal into cannabis. Because, of course, we've been covering the news of marijuana in Colorado for more than a decade, especially for the last 5 years since the dispensary boom. But what they really wanted us to do was to really talk about the culture of marijuana, how we consume it, you know, so that involves reviews of different strains of pot and edibles and gear and even hemp products. It also involves profiles and conversations about entertainment and how pot changes our relationship with that entertainment, be it video games or film. You know, we also will have an advice column because people have many, many questions about, is this legal? Is that not legal? We're tackling some important questions, and we're also having fun with it.
Yeah, and I noticed some marijuana-enhanced recipes on the site, like sweet potato and bacon soup, and some reviews of the different strains of pot. What's the goal? There's sort of a mix of entertainment and news on the site.
The goal is absolutely just to cover the culture of cannabis. You know, and we believe that involves the entertainment. But without question, as you know, the legalization efforts continue, this drug's impact on our day-to-day lives increases. And so, you know, the food recipes are one of my favorite parts of The Cannabist. I'm really proud that we're teaming up with this wonderful chef out of Portland, Oregon. So if you go to The Cannabist and click on food, you'll see a number of her recipes. We have two of them up there right now, including just the very best canna butter recipe that she could find that she's made before.
I mean, this is a lot of new information for people to read reviews of different strains of pot and that sort of thing. Do you think that this website will be fully embraced right away, or do you think it's going to be sort of an evolution of acceptance from the public?
Judging from less than 24 hours of traffic, I'm expecting it to be embraced right away. I think people are hungry for information right now. Whether they smoke or whether they eat, or maybe they don't do anything. Maybe they don't ingest pot at all. They're still very curious.
You've been interviewed on national programs like the Colbert Report. How do you think the country sees Colorado right now? It's getting a lot of press.
You know, not only the country, but I just think international audiences are fascinated with it. We knew that there was going to be a certain amount of press involved with naming somebody our marijuana editor, but I don't think even we could have foreseen everything that's come. I can say that in Scandinavia and England, they are so very curious about the law shift here in Colorado and how it's going to turn out. And is it going to spread beyond just Colorado and Washington? You know, will states like Oregon and Illinois end up legalizing? Who will be next to go? So yeah, the national and international reaction has been absolutely fascinating and totally strange too, just because this is a world issue. And some countries treat pot as the most illegal substance you can have, and some countries tolerate it. And here we are in Colorado, and our government has chosen, and the people have chosen, to legalize it recreationally. And that's a first for the modern world, so I think everybody's paying close attention.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.